The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
There's no eye on team, but my eyes on winning. Yeah. I'ma drive the lane until the timer says finish. Yeah. I won't tone it down, not even for a minute. No. I'm working like a champion until they say he did it.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record. Got him!
Michael Brewer for the triple. Splash from downtown for Michael Brewer. The Hawks take a 13-3 lead. Pass into the post for Reed. Turnaround shot no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback and the foul.
From the Parkland to Jefferson County and beyond, Regional Radio is your home for the most in-depth sports coverage on the hardwood.
Lines up at the top of the key. Hammond goes the other way to Huber. Right wing three. That's good.
Pushing in transition now. Shot is up. Banked in off the glass by Jen Edding.
And the Hillsboro Hawks are Class 4 District 2 champion.
Follow along on Twitter at MimoInfoSports and at KJF Sports.
Legs Equipment, proud supporter of high school sports with the award-winning team at KTJJ, KREI, KJFF, and MyMoInfo.com.
The Fleegs Equipment pregame show on Regional Radio and MyMoInfo.com.
We now send it courtside for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show with the Regional Radio sports team.
Well, good evening to you. Sean Malone hanging out with you here at the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We are at North County High School in Bon Terre, Missouri this evening for what should certainly be a good one. It is the Farmington Knights taking on the North County Raiders, two teams not too far from each other in a battle of MAAA large schools. The Farmington Knights entering this one as the road team, second in the MAAA amongst all large schools with a record of 8-5 on the season so far. They've won their last three games and have a conference record of 1-0. Meanwhile, the host team, the North County Raiders, they have a conference record of 1-0 as well. They've won their last three games in a row, but they're in first in the MAAA amongst the large conference schools with a record of 11-3 on the season so far. One of those three losses, though, came against the Farmington Knights. That was 2 weeks ago from tonight. The Farmington Knights defeated the North County Raiders 51-50 in the semifinal game of the Central Christmas Tournament, an absolute duel between the two teams. Farmington actually trailed by 9 entering the fourth quarter in that one. They were able to close the deficit and walk away with the 1-point victory. The lead actually changed 5 times throughout the fourth quarter late as well. So certainly an absolute duel between those two teams. Still a few minutes away from tip-off, though, in round 2 of the 2017-18 season battles between the North County Raiders and the Farmington Knights, as there's still 2:45 on the clock in the JV game. Right now it is North County shooting free throws as we speak, but they're trailing 60-36. But already a good crowd on hand. In fact, even for the JV 9 game, there was a pretty strong crowd on hand already. Right now we're seated to the side of the gym that has our back, or I guess the front of us is facing the NC. If you're watching online with the Parkland Health Mart Web TV, you'll be able to see it. But to our left is the North County student section. They're wearing white right now. They were spreading the word on Twitter that they're doing a whiteout tonight. To our right, though, Farmington, they started to do their own color scheme as well. They're going with a blackout for tonight's game, and they're seated, as I mentioned, to our right. So both these fan bases are going to be facing each other. And as I mentioned, it is already a packed house to begin with. It has been, really, since the JV9 game. As we get closer to tip-off, it's looking like right now we might be tipping off right at about 7:45, maybe a little bit sooner than that. Definitely keep it tuned right here to J98 The Boot and your Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week, streaming live on YouTube and at MyMoInfo.com. We'll step aside for a few minutes, and when we return, we'll hear from the head coaches of both teams, starting first with the head coach of the visiting Farmington Knights, Coach Terry Noble. That's coming up when we return here on J98 The Boot and on the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
Comtree is now accepting medical and dental patients at our Hickory Plaza facility in Hillsboro. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE or check us out online at MIMOinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Jason!
No, not Happy New Year. Well, yeah, I mean Happy New Year to you too, Clarissa.
But you mean Happy New Year to everyone out there in Radioland. I get it. Happy New Year, all.
Yes, and I want to celebrate and kick off 2018 the right way.
What'd you have in mind?
I say let's make some crazy deals on Husker mowers. I mean crazy low. Savings so big they're dropping like the ball on New Year's Eve. $1,000 off on some models.
Really? That big? Wow. Let's do it. Price is so low on Hustler mowers, we can't say it on air.
Hurry, this won't last long. We're going to make some deals and save you more money than you can ever imagine.
Happy New Year from all of us here at Fliggs Equipment. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Fliggs Equipment, see us today in St. Genevieve and in Lettington, or online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Hi, this is Rhonda Hubbard, mother of North County point guard Cody Hubbard, and the best defense to a tough stain is the good offense of the Soap Ladies cleaning products.
Hi, this is Jill Wagner, mom of Central Rebel guard Brent Wagner. If you want to hit a money ball as far as savings, use the Soap Lady for your cleaning needs.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. TheSoapLadyCleaningSupplies.com.
Welcome back to the Fleeks Equipment pregame show. Sean Malone with you, now joined by head coach of the Farmington Knights, Coach Terry Noble. And Coach Noble, you're going into this game after a strong comeback victory the last time you faced the North County Raiders. Just 2 weeks ago from tonight, you erased a 9-point deficit in the fourth quarter to walk away with a 1-point victory, 51-50 in the semifinals of the Central Christmas Tournament. What did you see from your team in that game?
Well, we played a really good first quarter, got off to a good start. We really struggled in the second and third quarters and then came back strong in the fourth. So I think we can say we didn't play our best, but yet we played tough when it counted.
Your team is fighting off a bit of a flu bug right now. It seems to be hitting everyone throughout the state of Missouri this winter. Who are some players that are being affected right now, and who's good to go and who's not going to be able to play tonight?
Well, we've got two players that are going to try to play tonight that haven't practiced in 2 or 3 days, and that's Bryce Sansegraw and Jackson Shrum. Tyler Herzog won't be available. He's on the bench, but he won't be dressed out, and that's the extent of that.
It's always tough with a starter that's dealing with anything, let alone the flu, but does it make you feel a little bit more confident that you got a senior guard right behind him and Cameron Friend, who last time we spoke after the Poplar Bluff game, you got a lot of confidence in him?
Oh, I do have a lot of confidence in Cameron. Yeah, Cameron really could be starting for us anytime, and he's as good as any starter we got on the floor, so that's not the issue at all. It's just that we need everybody on board when we're playing a team as tough as North County.
Turning our attention now to North County, this is a team that's always tough for Farmington. These two teams play each other very tough. But Hayden Sprinkle is the name that comes to mind when everyone talks about North County basketball over the last few years. What have you seen from Sprinkle on tape?
Well, he's got the complete game. He shoots the long one, and when I say long, I really mean long. He doesn't need much space to shoot, but yet he can put the ball on the floor and go to the basket with it and make some unique shots at times. Hayden's, is just really an outstanding player. And he also does a good job of getting the ball to other people when they're open. So it's not like he just goes out and tries to shoot the ball every time he touches it. And the other players, I think, on the team also have come along this year. That's why they're doing so well, is because they're getting contributions from a lot of people.
Besides Hayden Sprinkle, you can't focus too much attention on him because you said there are other players on the team. Who are some other scorers that you really got to watch out for?
Well, I think Johnson is really doing well. Isaiah's doing a good job for them. Corman has really stepped up his game, shooting a lot. But there's probably, even Keekek is starting to put the ball in the basket some, and he can be a threat. So, Hubbard has his shots at times. They've got several players. Starkey has got offensive talent. So I look at their team and I see a really talented group of athletes out there, and they're a challenge for anybody.
Any keys to tonight's game?
We've got to execute. We've got to make sure that we, we've got to shoot well. But then after that, we've got to hold them to one shot. We can't let them have repeated shots at the basket, and play good, solid team defense, keep the turnovers down, and stay aggressive.
Head coach of the Farmington Knights, Terry Noble, joining us. Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck this evening.
Appreciate it, Sean. Thank you.
Back with more after this on J98 and on your Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information, or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Welcome back to the Fleek's Equipment Pregame Show. Sean Malone here with you on J98 The Boot and on the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week. We're now joined by head coach of the North County Raiders, Coach Jimmy Palmer. And Coach Palmer, you're going into this game against the Farmington Knights, where you suffered a really tough loss against them in an absolute battle in the Central Christmas Tournament. What's going to be the difference round two between you guys versus round one?
Not much of a difference as far as our game plan. And, you know, I would imagine not much of a difference on their end either since they won. We're going to come out, we're going to play hard, we're going to try to contain two of their best players in Hardy and Gray. The atmosphere is going to be pretty similar as far as the Christmas tournament. It's a packed house right now, for the freshman game. So it's going to be emotional, it's going to be energetic, it's going to be a battle again, and it's going to come down to possessions in the fourth quarter. So got to take care of the ball and find a way to get it done late in the stretch.
You mentioned Hardy and Gray, but one player they didn't have the first time around that's back now is their big man at 6'7", Cole Lawrence. What does he bring to the table from what you've seen?
Obviously, you just said it, 6'7". Tremendous size, great shot blocker around the rim. If he doesn't block shots, he alters shots. And, just another dominant force in the paint on the offensive end is 6'7". He's really developed his touch outside as well, so he can shoot 15 to 20 feet. And, you know, offensive rebounding, we got to put a body on him and make sure we box him out with his size. So, yeah, obviously those three guys are a big part of their success. So if we can limit what they do tonight, then we only help our chances to win the game.
Hardy versus Sprinkle is a big battle that a lot of people are looking forward to seeing. Family battle as well. You're a part of that family, so I'll pose you this question. Between the two of them, who wins in a game of horse?
I don't know about horse. They're both great shooters, you know, both great basketball players. They live and breathe basketball. Both are in the gym nonstop, play year-round. It's a battle in whatever they do. You know, they'll tell you that. They're over at the house playing a video game. They get upset at who wins that. So it's going to be a fun game to watch. You know, I'd imagine we're probably going to see them at least once, maybe two more times this year. You know, they're both seniors, and they're both looking to prove something on their way out. So it's going to be fun anytime we play against each other.
Any keys to tonight's game?
Like I said, contain Hardy. Limit him as far as open shots. He's going to hit contested shots just because he's a good player. And we got to limit Gray's touches as well in the post and keep him and Lawrence off the glass. You know, we missed quite a few layups against him last time. It's been the story for us this year, missing easy baskets around the rim. And, you know, what killed us last time is a turnover late in the game with about a minute left, and they were up two at that point and got a steal and ended up going up four. So we got to take care of the ball late in the fourth quarter if we're going to have a chance to win.
Head coach Jimmy Palmer joining us. Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys coming.
Coach Palmer of the North County Raiders joining us on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Back with more after this.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Kohl. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Start with the best. This is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
Starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Eric Schweiss in Farmington. First, we'll touch on the visiting Farmington Knights. Their point guard is Bryce Santagraw. The off guard is Cody Wright. The forward pair, Brendan Hardy and Tyson Gray. And the man in the middle, the center at 6'7", Cole Lawrence. Meanwhile, for the home team and the number one team in the MAAA large conference, the North County Raiders, they sport Nick Parker, Hayden Sprinkle, and Isaiah Poirier as the guard trio, and the forward pair, Carson Kiekek and Hunter Moose Johnson. Captains meeting in the middle right now, Tyson Gray and Brendan Hardy for the Farmington Knights. Hayden Sprinkle and Nick Parker for the North County Raiders are the captains. Coaches in there as well. Head coach of the North County Raiders, Jimmy Palmer. He's in his fourth season as head coach. Meanwhile, Terry Noble was with the Valley Catholic Warriors last season, making a return to coaching. He is with the Farmington Knights this season, sitting at about 4 minutes before a tip-off here on J98 The Boot. And we're also streaming, if you want to see a video of this broadcast, online with our YouTube page or the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week. Right, North County High School here. For those of you just listening to the radio broadcast, we're sitting on the press row side up in the stands. To our left, we have the North County fans who are in white. To our right, the Farmington Knights fans who are in black. A whiteout for North County, a blackout for Farmington. And these fans making a ton of noise when both teams were introduced. Some loud boos from the North County student section and some loud cheers from the Farmington student section. It was the inverse when the host North County Raiders made their way out onto the courts. Keys for tonight's game for the Farmington Knights. It is going to be containing Hayden Sprinkle. Sprinkle averaging 24.8 points per game on the season so far to lead the team. He also leads the team in rebounds as well. Just a hair under 6 rebounds per game for Hayden Sprinkle. It won't be a matter of stopping him because almost no teams have been able to do that. In fact, only twice this season so far, Hayden Sprinkle has scored less than 20. He put up 13 points against Seckman in the very beginning of the season on December 18th. And then 1 week ago against St. Genevieve on the road, Hayden Sprinkle put up 17. So those are the only two times this season he's put up less than 20 points. Meanwhile, the key for the North County Raiders, it's going to be containing Brendan Hardy on the outside and Tyson Gray down low. Tyson Gray coming off a heck of a game. He had a season-high 34 points against DeSoto on the 9th. He's averaging a double-double himself this season as well. So another key for the North County Raiders will be keeping not just Tyson Gray, but Cole Lawrence off the glass as well. That's another big factor in this game. Cole Lawrence is healthy, and he is good to go for the Farmington Knights. He was not available throughout the entire Central Christmas Tournament, except for the first few minutes of the opening game against the Fredericktown Blackcats before Lawrence hurt his left ankle. He is currently sporting a left ankle brace as he goes through warm-ups right now. Farmington warming up to our left, North County warming up to our right. So we'll monitor his status throughout the game. Coach Terry Noble has said that he is 100%, but he just needs to get himself into game shape, which you can imagine at 6'7", that's a lot of body to carry around for Cole Lawrence. Not easy when you're dealing with a bunch of injuries. He had some injuries throughout football season as well to just get up and come back. Both teams making their way to the benches, so I imagine they'll be going through player introductions momentarily as there's a minute 30 left on the clock right now. But the Farmington Knights, although they do have Cole Lawrence back, they are dealing with some injuries. Bryce Santagraw, Jackson Schrum, and Tyler Herzog all dealing with the flu. If you were listening earlier to head coach Terry Noble, he was talking about that a little bit. They haven't practiced much lately, but Santagraw, he's still starting. He's going to give it a go. Jackson Schrum is going to give it a go as well. Tyler Herzog unavailable for the Farmington Knights. We'll step aside for the national anthem, and when we return, we will have tip-off between the North County Raiders and the Farmington Knights. You're listening to High School Hoops on G98 and your Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Welcome back to J98 The Boot and the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week, streaming live online at MIMOinfo.com. Sean Malone here with you. Christian Cooper is on the camera while we have Sammy Wildman back in the studio on the ones and twos. We are at a very loud North County High School here in Bon Terre, Missouri, as the fans are up on their feet. North County fans to our left as their players get introduced. The Farmington fans are actually putting their backs right now to the North County Raiders while they're being introduced. They always like these type of games with the crosstown rivals facing off against each other where there's a bit of history that goes back as well. Always makes it a very fun game, as it was the last time these two teams faced off. It was in the semifinals of the Central Christmas Tournament, a 51-50 final. The Farmington Knights just edging out the North County Raiders. We'll see who wins round two. Both teams making their way out to midcourt. They're ready to go. Officials ready to go. The fans are live and ready to go. And here we go. The tip is won back to the point guard of the Farmington Knights, Bryce Sansagraw. And that's how this game will begin. He's met at midcourt with a press from Nick Parker. Swung to the far side corner. That's Tyson Gray to Hardy. Hardy gets it on the wing, but travels. Bit of a hesitation step from Hardy before he took a full step. And that caused him to travel. It'll be a turnover. North County ball still scoreless 10 seconds into this one. The inbound goes to Hayden Sprinkle. He gets a call from the sideline head coach Jimmy Palmer, who calls out a play to Kikek at the point. Now Nick Parker, far side wing, looking to free up Hayden Sprinkle. He gets it baseline inside the three-point line. Takes it baseline from the far side to the near side. Bounce pass to Moose Johnson. Almost loses it. Now back to Sprinkle. Sprinkle, two dribbles. Pull up, and that one is good. Can't give Sprinkle any space at all, because so long as he can release the ball without it getting touched, he can put it in the basket. His cousin, Brendan Hardy, going the other way for the Farmington Knights. Drive shot no good, but a tip from Cole Lawrence to Hardy keeps it alive for Farmington. A kick out to Tyson Gray from downtown. Short rolls off the rim, and the rebound is grabbed by the North County Raiders, who go the other way. Nick Parker with it to Hayden Sprinkle. Head fake on a three from about 10 feet off the arc. Biting is Farmington. Then he begins his dribble and takes it to the near side wing. Yeah, Hayden Sprinkle has that kind of range. Bryce Sansagraw defending him off the ball now. Nick Parker has it on the near side corner. Still trying to find an open Hayden Sprinkle. A straight on three from Moose Johnson. No good. Skying for the rebound is Tyson Gray.
Bryce Santagraw going the other way with it. Dribbles behind the back, has his pocket picked though by Nick Parker. And here come the North County Raiders going the opposite way to Isaiah Poirier. Poirier drives baseline, kicks it to Parker in the far side corner, who drives through, puts up a shot that goes back iron and in. 4-0 start for the North County Raiders. They're on top here in their own gymnasium. Farmington working the other way. It's Hardy with it, working against Sprinkle. Picks up his dribble on the wing. Overhead pass goes to Cody Wright. Wright has his pocket picks. Second steal in a row for Nick Parker. But now Parker loses it. The outlet goes from Santagraw to Gray, but there's a foul on the outlet. Santagraw doesn't seem thrilled. It's Carson Kikek who's guilty of the foul. But the reason why Santagraw wasn't thrilled was he had an assist there to Tyson Gray. That would have been the first points of the game for the Farmington Knights. They find themselves trailing 2 minutes into this one, 4-0. Hardy to Gray on the near side wing, working against Kikek, who commit that foul. Shot is up, a tough leaner, no good, but a tip out from Cole Lawrence makes its way to Hardy. Hardy, two dribbles, pull up from just beyond the free throw line, goes off the rim, and the rebound is grabbed by Hayden Sprinkle. Sprinkle pulls up from the logo, short, and the rebound is grabbed by Santagraw before he gets bodied to the court. Santagraw, as we mentioned during the pregame, dealing with the flu bug, and he just took two hard fouls over the course of 1 minute. That's Kikek again with the foul. That's two on him, two on North County as a whole. Farmington still has yet to commit one. The inbounds gets away from Bryce Santagraw and stolen away by Kikek, who's still in the game. But Kikek has it picked, but it finds its way to North County. Moose Johnson with it now for the Raiders, who slows things down. Gets it to Parker on the wing. To Poirier, and that one is good. Poirier from downtown. It's a 7-0 run to get this started for the North County Raiders. Santagraw pushing the pace, going the opposite way. Finds Cody Wright. Shot is up, no good. Second shot opportunity up, no good as well. It was halfway down, but it rimmed out. North County fans coming alive, seeing good defense and good offense from their team. Sprinkle going the other way, and he is swat. Ball goes into the Farmington student section, and flexing his muscles is Cole Lawrence. Cole Lawrence with a big block, but they're going to call a foul on the play. Couldn't hear the whistle over the crowd reaction from the Farmington Knights, who were right there in front of that one. Hitting the deck hard was Sprinkle, who's now getting a pair of free throws. His first one is short, no good. Sprinkle, a 77% free throw shooter on the season so far. Carson Kikek will come out, and replacing him is Tyler Johnston, the tallest player for the North County Raiders. Second one is up, and that one is good for Hayden Sprinkle. He's got 3 points on the game now after splitting that trip to the charity stripe. 5 minutes left in the opening quarter. 8-0 run to get things started for the North County Raiders. Into the game for Farmington now is Cameron Friend, replacing Bryce Santagraw. Friend, the backup point guard for the Knights. A lot of high praise from head coach Terry Noble before this game. On the far side corner for Farmington is Tyson Gray, bodying through Johnston, tries to kick out, but stolen away. Nick Parker with his third steal in the opening quarter. He's pushing the pace. Head fake from three. Finds Moose Johnson. Moose Johnson picks up his dribble, gets it to a cutting Sprinkle, puts it up off the side of the backboard. No good. There in the area was Cole Lawrence at 6'7" with a big presence that he has. Lawrence with it now, posting up down low. Pump fake, puts up the hook shot, no good. Tries to tip out, but the rebound is grabbed by Moose Johnson, and here comes Sprinkle going the other way for North County. Sprinkle thinks about a pull-up three. No, he decides against it. Moose Johnson with it now, has his pocket picked. Cole Lawrence from behind to right. Now to Cameron Friend. Farmington going the other way. Back to right, who wants three. Back iron, no good. Parker with the board to Sprinkle on the outlet. Takes it to the far side wing, working against his cousin Brendan Hardy. A bounce pass to Johnston, who set a screen for him, who lays it in off glass. Tyler Johnston checks it off the bench, and he's got two. It is a 10-0 run to get things started for the North County Raiders over the Farmington Knights. And head coach Terry Noble of the Farmington Knights will take a timeout. It is a full timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. We'll step aside with them. 10-0 North County here on J98 and your Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
It is a 10-0 run to get things started here for the North County Raiders, and the North County Raiders student section is absolutely loving it. Sean Malone here with you. Sammy Wildman back in the studio on KTJJ Farmington. We're also broadcasting on the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week. And what a great start for the Raiders in this one. Farmington with it, still looking for answers offensively. Cody Wright, one dribble, kick out to Cole Lawrence, near side wing. Cole Lawrence wants a three, backboard, no good. But Tyson Gray with the rebound. Down low, Gray, strong, goes up with it, no good. And Cole Lawrence guys in to get the rebound. He gets fouled, but still no points put up for the Farmington Knights. 3:26 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 10-0 lead for North County. That's a third foul against the North County Raiders as a team. This one goes against Hunter Moose Johnson, the first one that doesn't go against Carson Kekak. Tyson Gray gets the inbound, hands off to Hardy. Picks up a screen from Gray, now back to Gray on the pick and pop. Gray with an extra pass into the corner to Cameron Friend. Friend to Santagraw, who returns to the game. Colton Poorman also checks in for the North County Raiders. He's defending on Hardy right now. Hardy drives through, backboard, no good. Second shot opportunity up and in. Really at the grind for that one, but those are the first 2 points of the game for the Farmington Knights. They still trail 10-2, under three to play in the opening frame. Moose Johnson with it on the near side corner for North County. One dribble, a pull-up, rims out, no good. Tyson Gray with the rebound, looking to push in transition. Gray with his head up, looking for someone to pass it to Lawrence. Touch pass back to Gray, wraparound pass back to Lawrence, and it's off rim, no good. Poorman gets the rebound, finds Sprinkle. Sprinkle. Hesitation drives baseline. Hesitation drives baseline again. Bullet pass to Johnson. No good. Second shot opportunity. Cleaning it up is Hayden Sprinkle. He's got five in the opening quarter. 2.5 left to play. 12-2. It is North County back on top by double digits. Farmington with it. Santagraw picks up his dribble. Finds Hardy near side wing. Hardy with the ball over his head. Passes it to Cameron Friend. To Cole Lawrence. A bounce pass to Hardy. Working against Sprinkle. Hardy waves the ball over his head, now begins his dribble, drives baseline, pull up, baseline, jump shot, rims out, no good, it was halfway down. Story of the night for the Farmington Knights thus far. North County going the other way, up and under, high off the backboard, no good. Rebound grabbed by Gray, and he gets fouled. Isaiah Poirier. Guilty of the foul there. His first, team's fourth. Still only one foul committed by the Farmington Knights so far. And it's Gray to inbound for the Knights. And a full court trap is being shown by the North County Raiders. Jackson Shrum checks into the game for the Farmington Knights, replacing Cole Lawrence. Hardy gets the inbound, and a light press by Hayden Sprinkle allows Hardy to cross the timeline. Cameron Friend with it. Friend looking for someone to find, working against Colton Poorman. Now he's going to loop around him, drive through the middle, dribble behind the back, kick out. Gray wants three, short, and the rebound is grabbed by Hayden Sprinkle of North County. Here come the Raiders going the other way. Working in Santagraw, picks up a screen. Sprinkle. Now working in Santagraw again as the defense switches back. He drives through, puts up a shot, no good, but he's fouled, and a pair of free throws coming here for Hayden Sprinkle. Went 1-for-2 on his first trip to the line. That foul goes against Bryce Santagraw, his first, team second. Cole Lawrence guilty of the other foul for the Farmington Knights. That one also put Sprinkle at the line, and Sprinkle misses the first free throw attempt again. 1:17 to go. It is a 12-2 lead for the North County Raiders, who started this game off on a 10-0 run. And make that run at 13-2 as Sprinkle gets the free throw to go. And we have a foul against Nick Parker, clapping his hands as Bryce Santagraw. Perhaps some jarring between the two of them. Official blowing the whistle. He's got some words for, I believe, Bryce Sansagraw, who's the official away from the ball. The inbounds goes to Cameron Friend. That is the first foul against Parker, and already five against North County compared to two for Farmington. Jackson Shrum with it, far side wing for Farmington. The Knights attacking the basket to our left to Hardy in the corner. Turnaround three is no good. A kick out, though, finds its way to Hardy. Step back, extra pass. Sansagraw from straight on. That one is good. Bryce Sansagraw from downtown. 13-5 now the score. North County still with a strong lead, under a minute to play. 45 seconds to be exact. Sprinkle, a step back, pump fake. Finds John Starkey, who checks into the game off the bench. And now back to Sprinkle, who has it near side wing. 36 seconds left to play. Sprinkle backs up, being defended closely. Defense switches. Sprinkle, step back, hesitation, still continues his dribble. Now finds Colton Poorman. Colton Poorman rejects a screen from Johnston. Finds Starkey, who drives baseline, spins, puts up a shot through traffic. And the loose ball is grabbed by the Farmington Knights. Tyson Gray with the rebound, 15 seconds to go. He looks up at the clock, sees how much time that he has. Hand off to Hardy. Gets a screen from Gray. Now Hardy driving through, puts up the tough shot through the lane. No good. Johnston with the rebound. 3 seconds to go. Sprinkle with it. 1 second. Pulls up and short. No good. But what a start for the North County Raiders. They lead 13-5. And they are making a ton of noise here in their own gymnasium. We'll step aside and return with second quarter action. You're listening to the J98 Game of the Week with video streaming online at MIMOinfo.com for the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Five is the score here. It was all North County Raiders early on as they started this game off on a 10-0 run. Six of their points coming from Hayden Sprinkle, who's got a pair of field goals, and he's also 2-4 from the charity stripe so far. Stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. The inbound goes to Hayden Sprinkle as North County will start with the ball here in the second quarter, holding an 8-point lead over Farmington, 13-5. Sean Pernot checks into the game for the first time. Gets it to Sprinkle. Sprinkle to Nick Parker. To Pernot on the far side wing. A screen from Parker. Pernot takes it to the point. Finds Sprinkle, who passes it down low to Moose Johnson on the near side low block. Backs it out to the wing, working against Cole Lawrence, who checks back into the game for the Farmington Knights. Nick Parker with it for North County now. Working against Cameron Friend, tries to drive left, picks up his dribble, almost poked away by Tyson Gray, who came in to provide some help defense, and now finds Hayden Sprinkle. Sprinkle working against Sansagraw, drives through, puts up the right-handed floater, back iron no good, rebound grab by Cole Lawrence, who finds Cameron Friend. Out to Hardy, who's looking to push in transition. Hardy goes up with the left hand, and it's good. Hardy with the two there for the Farmington Knights. They strike first in the second quarter, 13-7. North County still leads. They have possession. Moose Johnson driving through, lowers his right shoulder, puts up a floater, no good. Tyson Gray with the rebound and gets fouled on his way to the court as he was knocked down. And now the Farmington Knights are one away from entering the bonus. They only have to draw one more foul against the North County Raiders. They've only committed two fouls themselves. 6:55 to go in the second quarter. 13-7 is the score between the Knights and the Raiders, with the North County Raiders leading. Tyson Gray inbounds to Hardy. We'll take a second to thank a pair of our sponsors. We'd like to thank State Farm Insurance agent Eric Schweiss and Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. Cameron Friend with it, far side corner. A handoff to Cody Wright, who checks back into the game. Cole Lawrence posting up down low, working against Moose Johnson. Goes underneath the basket. Underhand layup, no good. I don't even think it touched the rim. And now it's North County going the other way. Sprinkle through a screen, pulls up from downtown, back iron, and skying for the rebound is Tyson Gray of the Farmington Knights. Gray still with no points on the game so far. Knights only have seven as a team. Hardy drives through, and he is denied by Sean Pernot. Going the other way is North County. It's Poirier who pulls up, and the rebound is grabbed by Gray, but ripped away by Poirier, who puts it up and in with the left hand. Strong move there by Isaiah underneath. And now it's Cameron Friend for Farmington, as the Knights still searching for answers offensively. Cody Wright to Hardy. Hardy through a Tyson Gray screen. He pulls up, back iron, and tip out. Rebound is grabbed by Pruneau, who finds Poirier. Poirier pushing the other way. Euro step, baseline floater rolls in. That thing rotated around the rim. Two revolutions before it finally went in. And now it's a 17-7 lead. North County back on top by double digits. Hardy through a screen. Kick near side corner. A three ball is up, and that one is good. Cameron Friend from downtown. Back to single digits, 17-10. North County with the ball in the lead. Hayden Sprinkle right at about midcourt. Picks up a screen. Defense switches. Cole Lawrence on him now. Defense switches back. Moose Johnson from downtown. That one is good. Hunter Moose Johnson with an answer for Cameron Friend. 20-10 is the score, North County on top. Speaking of Friend, he drives through, picks up his dribble just inside the elbow, finds Hardy on the outside. Hardy, two dribbles, step back, pull up, is flat and short, no good. Sprinkle with the rebound. Going the other way, Hayden Sprinkle through a screen, takes it into the corner, hand off to Moose Johnson. Johnson to Poirier. Now back to Sprinkle, almost stolen away. Steps up, one dribble, three ball is good. 23-10 is the lead for North County. Hardy dribbles between the legs. Now he crosses back over, drives through, puts up a shot, and he gets fouled. It'll be two free throws coming here. And that is foul number 7 against North County, so Farmington will enter the bonus as well. Hardy leading the Knights so far with 4 points in this game. He also leads them in scoring on the season, averaging 18.6. First free throw for Hardy is up, and that one is no good. A rare miss for Brendan Hardy, who is an 87% free throw shooter on the season. Shooting right in front of that North County student section to our left, who is making a ton of noise and doing their best to distract the senior Brendan Hardy, who was a dream teamer last year for the Farmington Knights. Second free throw coming here. Free throw is up for Hardy, and it goes back iron. No good. 0 for 2 goes Brendan Hardy. It has been that type of evening for Farmington. Poirier the other way. Spins on Hardy, has his pocket picked, though. Cameron Friend unable to keep it from going out of bounds. Ran into a few Farmington Knight cheerleaders trying to keep it alive. It'll remain North County ball with 4:13 to go. 23-10, the Raiders on top. Colton Poorman to inbound underneath. An accurate pass from the North County quarterback finds its way to Moose Johnson. Now Hayden Sprinkle with it, drives through, kick into the corner. A three ball from Starkey is good. The largest lead of the night for the North County Raiders. They're up 16, 26-10 is the score here in the second quarter. Just under 4 to play. Jackson Shrum, a handoff to Hardy, who gets fouled. I believe it was Hayden Sprinkle that is going to be called for the foul there. It is Sprinkle, so we have a 1-1 coming up here for Hardy. Hardy, three dribbles with the right hand. Free throw is up and rims out, no good. Three misses in a row from the charity stripe for Brendan Hardy. Not making the most of the freebies he's being offered. Poirier with it near side corner to Sprinkle. Sprinkle dribbling through with the left hand. Righty floater is up through the lane. It's good. And we have a timeout taken by head coach of the North County Raiders, Coach Jimmy Palmer. And it is a 28-10 lead for North County over Farmington. Their defense has been great. The offense has been almost as good. This timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. We'll take a second to thank a few more of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, Mike Welker in Perryville, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, the Soap Lady in Bonterre, and Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Make sure you stay tuned to the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We'll have stats for you and recap all the first half action as well here from North County High School. Sean Malone here with you. We're broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. What a start for the North County Raiders, 28-10. over the Farmington Knights. Their defense has been difficult to penetrate. Farmington not getting any easy looks, and even the somewhat decent looks they're getting haven't gone easy. The inbound gets tipped by Hayden Sprinkle and goes out of bounds. It'll remain Farmington ball. They're going to inbound now from the near sideline. Gray looking to find someone. Tries to find Hardy, and it gets tipped out of bounds again. Twice in a row now. Now the inbounds makes its way to Bryce Sansagraw, who will take it up court. Sansagraw being defended by Hayden Sprinkle. A bounce pass down low. Tyson Gray posting up on Moose Johnson. Puts up a shot, loses it in the process, though. Second shot opportunity up and in. Brendan Hardy cleaning up the glass there. Sprinkle across the timeline, being defended tightly by Bryce Sansagraw. Bounces it to Moose Johnson. Now to Poirier, to Sprinkle, who pulls up baseline, no good. A long two, missed there. Rebound grabbed by Gray for Farmington, who finds Cameron Friend. Friend to Sansagraw, a bounce pass down low to Tyson Gray, who begins his post up, poked away from behind, out of bounds off of Hayden Sprinkle, who picked the pocket there of Tyson Gray. It'll remain Farmington ball, 2:50 on the clock, 28-12 is the lead for North County. Moose checks out. And Tyler Johnston comes back in. Inbounds to Gray underneath. He puts up the floater, and there it is. The first 2 points of the game for Tyson Gray. It was the key of head coach Jimmy Palmer to lock down on Tyson Gray underneath. And, well, the North County Raiders have done a heck of a job of that. Tip out of bounds off of Tyson Gray as a double team on Hayden Sprinkle came there. It'll remain North County ball, 2:35 on the clock. A 28-14 lead. North County doubling up the Farmington Knights here. One of the officials is going to grab a towel and wipe up some sweat that's on the court. This will allow us to step aside and thank a few of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, Comtree of Festus, the YMCA of Jefferson County, also located in Festus, and Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. That one is also located in Festus. Court seems to be good to go now. For the Knights, it's Jackson Shrum, Cameron Friend, Bryce Sansagraw, Brendan Hardy, and Tyson Gray. Johnston, Starkey, Poirier, Poorman, and Sprinkle, who has the ball for the North County Raiders, are the five out there. Poorman with it, down low to Johnston, posting up on Gray. A floater is no good. Rebound goes to Tyson Gray. Here comes Farmington, attacking the basket to our left. Sansagraw drives through, kicks it to Cameron Friend. Extra pass into the corner for Hardy. Hardy driving baseline, tries a wraparound pass, but it's stolen. That's Starkey with the steal. Here comes North County. Poirier, a kick to Sprinkle. Three ball is no good, just offline there. And Jackson Shrum grabs it in the corner. A wraparound pass bounces its way to Sansagraw, to Cameron Friend in transition. And Cameron Friend lays it in for two. He's got five here in the second quarter off the bench. Poirier working the other way. Crossover kick into the corner. A deep baseline two is no good. A rebound is grabbed by Tyson Gray. Gray looks up at the clock. Sees he's got 1.5 left on the clock until halftime. A drive. Lowers his shoulder. Lays it up and in. Tyson Gray for two. Bit of an angry drive there as he knocked over Tyler Johnston, the biggest player for the North County Raiders. And how about that? Starkey with it. Gets double-teamed. Finds Poirier. Poirier driving through. Puts up a shot, and he gets fouled. Two free throws coming here. I think they're going to tag Tyson Gray with this one. That is three fouls against the Farmington Knights. And it is Tyson Gray who's guilty there. That is his first. The other two fouls, one is for Cole Lawrence. One is for Bryce Sansagraw. So none of the Farmington Knights in any foul trouble at all. Meanwhile, on the other end, eight fouls have been committed by the North County Raiders. Free throw up and good for Isaiah Poirier. Moose Johnson checks back in, replacing John Starkey. Second free throw up. That one is good as well. So Isaiah Poirier goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. 30-18 the score with a minute to play. North County on top. Farmington with the basketball. Sansgraw across the timeline finds Hardy. Hardy holding the ball above his head to Jackson Schrum at the point. Schrum dribbling through with the left hand to Gray. Gray to Cameron Friend in the corner. Swung all the way around, and now it's Hardy with it on the far side wing. Hardy, hesitation, picks up a screen. Now he's going to cross over, crosses over behind his back, hop step through paint, and he lays it in off the glass. Fancy moves there from Brendan Hardy, who's got six here in the second quarter. 33 seconds to go. Sprinkle across the timeline. Double team as he picks up his dribble right at the midcourt line. Finds Tyler Johnston, who has it stolen away. Here comes Cameron Friend the other way. Friend with a pass to Schrum, goes through his hands and out of bounds. 17 and a half to go. North County with a 10-point lead that can hold for the last shot here. Starkey checks in. Johnston will check out. A lob inbounds goes to Sprinkle, who has it underneath his own defensive basket. Being defended tightly by Bryce Sansagraw. Sansagraw avoids a screen to Moose Johnson. To Starkey into the corner. Colton Borman, pump fake. One dribble, pulls up from downtown. Off the rim, no good. Hardy with it. Unable to get the three off in time. It's no good. Wouldn't have counted anyway. And that will take us into halftime. So the score at halftime, it is a 30-20 lead. North County on top of Farmington by double digits here after they led at the end of one, 13-5. We'll step aside, and when we return, we'll have the Midwest Sports Center halftime show for you, where we'll have stats and a recap of all the first half action. You're listening to High School Hoops on J98 The Boot and watching it on the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
What a start by the North County Raiders here on their home courts, looking for some revenge against the Farmington Knights, who defeated them in the Central Christmas Tournament 51-50. Score at the half, 30-20, according to the scoreboard. Brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee. Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. You can also find him online at GilsterMaryLee.com. You're listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98 The Boot, and for our Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week. And again, what a start for the North County Raiders. They started this game on a 10-0 run against the Farmington Knights, where they were turning defense into offense. That's been the story of the game so far for the North County Raiders. Only 5 points allowed to Farmington in their high-powered offense in the first quarter. And this is a Farmington team that has a pair of players averaging over 17 points per game in Brendan Hardy and Tyson Gray. And Cole Lawrence averaging just two notches under 10 points per game himself at 6'7". But so far, as we stand at the halftime mark, Cole Lawrence with 0 points for Farmington. Tyson Gray got 4 points in the first half, all of them coming late in the second quarter. And Brendan Hardy with 8 points so far. But another big factor, 0-for-3 from the charity stripe are the Farmington Knights. All the misses coming from Brendan Hardy. Meanwhile, for the North County Raiders, they're led in scoring by Hayden Sprinkle, who leads all scorers with 11 so far. Sprinkle having a bit of an off night himself from the free throw line. He is 2-for-4 thus far. All of his attempts and makes coming in the first quarter. Added a 3-ball and a 2 in the second quarter. Right behind him with 7 is Isaiah Poirier. And then behind them is Moose Johnson and John Starkey with a pair of 3s each. Or 1-3 each, a pair amongst the two of them. Tyler Johnston has 2 points off the bench, and Nick Parker has 2 himself. For the Farmington Knights in scoring, I already mentioned Brendan Hardy has 8 and Tyson Gray has 4. Cameron Friend with a good night off the bench, and especially in that second quarter. He had 5 points in that second quarter. He's got 5 on the game as a whole. And Bryce Sansgraw has a 3-ball in the first quarter. North County Raiders making their way back out, getting a big ovation from their fans in the student section. They're shooting at the basket to our left. Meanwhile, the Farmington Knights are shooting at the basket to our right. They are still in the locker room right now. And now they make their way out of the locker room and onto the court. And we'll see how they come out here in the second half. About 3.5 minutes on the clock right now. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and return with keys to the second half. You're listening to High School Hoops on J98 and on Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS Store in Festus.
Hi, this is Rhonda Hubbard, mother of North County point guard Cody Hubbard. And the best defense to a tough stain is the good offense of the Soap Ladies cleaning products.
Hi, this is Jill Wagner, mom of Central Rebel guard Brent Wagner. If you want to hit a money ball as far as savings, use the Soap Lady for your cleaning needs.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. TheSoapLadyCleaningSupplies.com.
to 20 is the score here at halftime on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98 The Boot. Sean Malone here with you, broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. North County with a great start against the Farmington Knights, but it's not over yet, especially with the offensive firepower that the Farmington Knights have. They can close a 10-point deficit easily. In fact, they almost did just that when these two teams faced off in the Central Christmas Tournament 2 weeks ago to the night. The Farmington Knights entered the final frame down by 9 in a very similar game as well. That one, a low-scoring defensive battle between these two teams. They closed on that 9-point deficit. There were actually 5 lead changes in the fourth quarter, and the Farmington Knights walked away with a 1-point lead. So they outscored North County in that final frame by 10 points, and they did that without Cole Lawrence as well. North County Raiders are back out on the courts. Here come the Farmington Knights as well. It's going to be Farmington starting with the ball here to begin the second half. And here we go. The lobbed inbounds goes to Bryce Santagraw, and Santagraw will work across the timeline, working against Nick Parker, to Cody Wright, to Cole Lawrence, and now Hardy with it. Hardy dribbling through with the left hand. Extra pass now into the corner. That's Cody Wright with it to Gray. Gray down low for Cole Lawrence off the backboard. No good. Grabs his own miss. Second shot up and in. There's the first 2 points of the game for Cole Lawrence. And he cuts into this lead. It's now an 8-point lead for North County. 30-22 the score. Aiden Sprinkle drives through. A righty floater is no good. Grabs his own miss. Kicks it out to Moose Johnson. Moose Johnson from three. Too strong. Rebound grab by Gray. Gray spins. Now he's going to back out. Lobs it to Wright. Wright driving baseline. Lowers his shoulder into his defender. Offensive foul. That'll be the first foul against Cody Wright. First foul of the Farmington Knights here in half number two. They only commit three in the first half. Cole Lawrence, Tyson Gray, and Bryce Santagraw, one apiece. Poirier across the timeline. Hands off to Sprinkle. Sprinkle, a righty bounce pass to Kekek, who missed a lot of that first half with foul trouble. Sprinkle drives through. Tries to pass it, and it's stolen away. Here come the Knights. Gray through his hands and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, North County ball. And it'll be inbounded by Nick Parker. Poirier gets the inbound. Takes it across the timeline. North County really slowing things down here. Parker with it. Defense went for the steal. Parker drives through. Help defense comes, so he's going to have to back out and reset to Moose Johnson. Moose Johnson being defended by Cole Lawrence on the perimeter. To Poirier. Poirier with the right hand finds Kekek at the point to Parker. They're trying to free up Sprinkle. They get it to him now, but he's being defended tightly again by Bryce Santagraw, who's had the call of defending Sprinkle all game long so far. Moose Johnson on the far side wing almost loses it. Finds Poirier, who drives through, puts up a floater. That is swatted by Cole Lawrence, who's clapping his hands. Cole Lawrence at 6'7" is towering over the starting five for the North County Raiders. And I'm pretty sure that's 6'7", not including his mohawk. Moose Johnson gets the inbound. Bounces to Parker, who finds Sprinkle. Sprinkle rejects a screen from Kekek. Two dribbles. Pulls up at the free throw line. That one is good for Hayden Sprinkle. Here comes Santagraw, pushing the pace against Parker. Now he's going to slow down and reset in the half court. To Wright. A bounce pass to Cole Lawrence down low. Lawrence posting up. A kick out to Santagraw. Extra pass to Hardy. Hardy, a pump fake. One dribble, pulls up deep two, no good. A tip out is grabbed by Nick Parker of North County, so they're going to go the other way. Nick Parker driving through. Extra pass to the wing. Fake from three. Now the three is up short. And grabbing the rebound is Lawrence, who is harassed. I believe it's Carson Kekek, just based on the reaction. And let's see if they tag him with the foul. It's going to be the first foul against North County. And that is Carson Kekek, who just picked up his third. Picked up two fouls early on in the first quarter. Didn't see much action after that. Santa Graal with the ball for the Farmington Knights. Down by 10. 5:22 on the clock here in quarter number three. Gray to Santa Graal. Santa Graal pump fake, drives through, loses it. And North County now has the ball. Here comes Sprinkle. Sprinkle, hesitation, drive. Shot is up, blocked, but a foul. Tyson Gray had the swat there. He's asking the official if it's on him. Yes, it is, says the official. Gray not happy with that call. Two fouls against the Farmington Knights here in the second half. Two fouls now against Tyson Gray. First free throw is up, and it's good for Hayden Sprinkle. Sprinkle with another attempt here. Free throw up and rims out, no good. Hayden Sprinkle has gone 1-for-2 on all three of his trips to the charity stripe this game. He's 3-of-6 overall. Bumping into Cameron Friend from behind is his own teammate Cole Lawrence. But they find Hardy. Hardy to Gray. Down low. They're really trying to work Lawrence here in the second half. His shot is no good. Tyler Johnston defending on him there. North County with an 11-point lead and the ball. At the logo with it is Sprinkle. Finds Johnston down low. Pump fake, and he is blocked by Cole Lawrence. Tyson Gray with the rebound, and he gets hacked and fouled. Coach Jimmy Palmer of the North County Raiders getting in on the whiteout himself, wearing a white shirt, white dress pants, and a blue tie. Not happy with the call there. Nonetheless, it is two fouls. Or one foul against Tyler Johnston, excuse me. And that is two fouls against the North County Raiders. Palmer's going to send Colton Poorman into the game quickly, but no. Buzzer sounded, but they're not going to let Poorman check in, as the inbound was good by Farmington. Cameron Friend to Hardy. Hardy crosses over left, now back to his right, finds right. Now down low, posting up is Gray. A hook shot from Tyson Gray is missed, and Moose Johnson gets the board. Moose looking to feed Hayden Sprinkle. He finally does. Sprinkle working against Cody Wright. Crosses over. He's got Cody Wright on skates. Wright falls down. Sprinkle still working against him. Crosses back over through a screen. Double team comes. Finds Moose Johnson. Johnson to Poirier. Poirier with all day. Pulls up from downtown. No good. Fighting for the rebound is North County. They put it back up. It's Parker with the miss there. Tip out to Sprinkle. Back iron. No good. Loose ball. Still loose. And it's North County getting another possession. To Parker. Johnson to Poirier. Driving baseline from the near side corner. And stepping out of bounds. And turning the ball over is North County. It'll be Farmington ball. Now Poorman will check in, and Johnston will come out. Looking for a towel are the officials, as some bodies were hitting the floor there. Still an 11-point lead for North County over Farmington, 33-22 with 3:45 to go in the third. Santa Graal checks back in for Farmington, replacing Cody Wright. Gray inbounds it to Friend. So the Knights going with their two-point guard look with Cameron Friend and Santa Graal both out on the court. Jackson Shrum, Tyson Gray, and Brendan Hardy out there as well. Hardy with it near side wing. Picks up a screen from Cameron Friend. Dribbling around. Hardy to Shrum. Now back to Friend. Friend wants a three ball. No good. Loose ball, still loose, tipped out to Santa Graal. Santa Graal dribbling through with the left hand, kicks it to Hardy. Hardy through a screen from Jackson Shrum. Hardy pulls up from 5 feet off the arc. That one is good for Brendan Hardy. Hardy's first 3 points here in the second half. Cuts into the lead. It's back to 8. North County still on top. Moose Johnson with it. Dribbling with the right hand. To Poorman on the far side wing. North County attacking the basket to our left here in the second half. Back to Moose Johnson for three. Rolls in. Moose Johnson's second tray of the game, giving him 6 points total. And you got to be careful for Moose Johnson. Coach Palmer has said if he hits his first couple, the basket just gets bigger and bigger and bigger for him. Hit that one there, had his other one in the second quarter. We'll see if Moose Johnson can catch fire for North County. That is the last thing that Farmington can afford. Hardy with the baseline shot, no good. Poirier might have gotten a piece of it. Sprinkle going the other way for North County. Dribbles behind his back, working in Sansgraw, takes him baseline, puts up a floater, and it's good. Sprinkle with the basket, that's good. Sansgraw pushing the pace the other way. Pocket pick from behind, wants a foul against Moose Johnson. No call, and now the pocket pick from Sprinkle behind goes out of bounds. It'll remain North County ball, but Sansgraw not happy at all with the non-call. Has some words for the official. Still talking to himself. And a 30-second timeout is taken by head coach of the North County Raiders, Coach Jimmy Palmer. So we'll keep it here and thank a few of our sponsors allowing us to come out here and broadcast this game. We'd like to thank Jefferson College of Hillsboro, the UPS store in Festus, and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. This timeout is brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. 38-25 is the score here. North County, they've been the more energetic team. They've been the better defensive team thus far. Impressive feat to hold a lethal Farmingtonite offense to only 25 points thus far. So North County will inbound under their own offensive basket to our left. They have Sprinkle, Starkey, Kekek, Poirier, and Poorman out there. Poorman gets the inbounds and gets knocked to the ground by Cameron Friends, and that'll be a foul against Friends. Cameron Friends first and the team's third. So the inbound will now come on the side. It goes to Poorman at the point. Poorman looking to feed Sprinkle, unable to get it to him. Bounces it to Poirier. Poirier, hesitation, working against Hardy. Picks up his dribble just to the left of the elbow on the near side and finds Poorman in the corner. Poorman to the wing, to the far side. That's Starkey with it. Starkey to Sprinkle, left all alone in the corner, able to evade his defender. Strong, it's off the rim, no good. And the second shot opportunity up and in. Carson Kekek checking back in with three fouls, able to get that one to go. 1.5 to play in the third quarter, 40-25 the score. Shot is up for Jackson Shrum and the foul. Jackson Shrum, that one's good for him. He's got a shot at a three-point play. That is the first points of the game for Shrum, checking in off the bench. As we mentioned earlier on in this broadcast, Jackson Shrum fighting off the flu. He hasn't practiced much lately. Bit of a flu bug going around the Farmingtonites. Sansgraw also dealing with a flu bug. And Tyler Herzog as well. Herzog normally gets some minutes off the bench. He's unavailable tonight for Farmington. Free throw up and in for Jackson Shrum. And with 1.5 to play in the third quarter, that free throw is good for the Knights. That is their first made free throw in the game. Sprinkle with it. Defense switches. He finds Starkey up top for three. Back iron. Rebound grab by Hardy. Hardy to Cameron Friend. Friend behind the back to Hardy. Now Hardy takes it from the wing. Kick out to the corner. Gray wants a three. Gray's got a three. Points have been hard to come by for Tyson Gray. That's only 7 for him now after that three. But with a minute to play, we're back to a one single-digit game. Floater, short, rebound grab by Hardy of Farmington. Here come the Knights. Cameron Friend, handoff to Lawrence, who checks back in. Floater no good, loose ball. Gray puts it off the backboard. That one rolls off the rim. Rebound is grabbed by North County. Poirier with it, dribbling behind the back. 34 seconds to play. Finds Sprinkle, who looks up at the clock and slows things down. Sprinkle with a screen from Kekek. Works through it. Hands off to Poirier. Now Parker with it, trying to pass it to Starkey. Starkey wanted to cut baseline. He winds up going behind Starkey and out of bounds. It'll be Farmington ball with 18.6 left. You're going to have to go just about the full length of the court as the inbounds is coming on the far sideline in their own defensive end. It goes to Sansgraw, crossing the timeline now with 12 to play, to Hardy. Working against Poirier. Hardy crosses over between the legs, drives through, up and under, lefty shot, no good. Rebound grabbed by Poirier, but knocked away. Shot is up, and a foul with 1.1 seconds left to play. Brendan Hardy is going to get a pair of free throws. Hardy just threw up a righty prayer as the shot or the game clock was about to expire for the third quarter. Wound up getting hacked in the process, according to the official. So a pair of free throws coming here for Hardy, who still has yet to make one in this game. 0 for 3 so far. And there it is, the first free throw made of the game for Hardy, who entering tonight's game is hitting at an 87% clip. Cuts it down to a 40-32 game. Hardy to get a second free throw here with 1.1 seconds left. Second one is up, and it rattles home for Hardy, who goes 2 for 2 with this trip. Sprinkle with the inbound. Shot is up. It's going to be short either way. And that will take us into the fourth quarter. So the score through three quarters of play, it is 40-33. Farmington finds themselves trailing North County again. I mentioned a couple times what happened last time. We'll see if the Knights can come back or if North County can hold on. That's coming up next here on G98 and the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Farmington Knights came back against the North County Raiders, as we mentioned a number of times this evening, in the Central Christmas Tournament semifinals game. They entered the fourth quarter down by 9 in that one. They enter this fourth quarter down by 7. North County, though, they're playing on their own home court this time. Although with how packed it is, the amount of black we see from the Farmington Knights, it almost feels like a neutral site game. The amounts to Sprinkle, almost stolen away by Hardy. Now to Parker. Starting five out there, or not the starting five actually out there for the North County Raiders, as Johnston is in to defend against Cole Lawrence when they're on defense. But in the meantime, it's offense for the North County Raiders. Parker dribbling with the right hand, working against Hardy, backs out. Now he drives through, kick near side. Moose wants three, back iron, but the rebound is grabbed by Nick Parker. Another offensive possession for North County to Sprinkle. Aiden Sprinkle calls for a screen. He gets it from Johnston. Santagross staying close to Sprinkle. Shot is up and swat out of bounds. Cole Lawrence with another block. He's got 4 on the game so far. Cole Lawrence with some good rim protection for Farmington when he's able to stay in. Sprinkle looking for someone to inbound it to. Lobs in and finds Parker on the perimeter to Moose. Moose from 3 feet off. That one is good. Moose Johnson has a 3 in the second, third, and now the fourth quarter. It's back to a 10-point game. Jackson Schrum to Sansgraw. Down low, Cole Lawrence puts up the lefty shot, and that one is good. Lawrence working against Moose Johnson down low there, and we have a foul against Farmington. Bryce Sansgraw guilty of the foul. That's his second, team's fourth. North County has committed 4 fouls here in the fourth or second half so far, as we have 6:49 to go in the fourth. Parker spins against Hardy, now backs out. Takes it a foot away from midcourt where he picks up his dribble, finds Sprinkle with the overhead pass. Sprinkle, crossover, drive, floater. Good! Whoa! Looked like it was going to be short, but a friendly roll off the rim for Hayden Sprinkle, gets it to go. Sprinkle's first 2 points here in the fourth. A 3-ball on the other end from Bryce Santagraw. Farmington is no good, and Sprinkle has the rebound. An outlet to Parker, driving through. A pass down low is tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by Jackson Schrum, who's playing a little one-on-3. We'll force this at least to a half-court set. Cole Lawrence checks out. Tyson Gray returns for Farmington. The inbounds goes to Parker. 10-point lead for North County. They have possession here. Parker to Johnson. Johnson lowers his shoulder. Looking for someone to find. Finds Sprinkle. Sprinkle with the floater off glass. No good. Gets his own miss. Hesitation move. Tries to lay it up. It's blocked out of bounds off of Jackson Shrum last. And it'll remain North County ball. A inbound underneath the basket. And it'll be Sean Pruneau doing the inbounding. Still a 10-point lead for North County. To Johnston. A bounce pass to Sprinkle from the logo. Short, no good. Moose is able to keep it alive. To Sprinkle off glass, no good. Tipped up, and we have a foul. Sean Pruneau is going to get a pair of free throws here. Foul goes against Brendan Hardy, his first, team's fifth. The lefty Pruneau, free throw up and good to extend this lead to 46-35. Pruneau, the 59% free throw shooter on the season entering tonight's game. Second one is short, no good, gets his own miss, puts it off glass with the left hand and in. 48-35 the score. Hardy to Friend. Friend, one dribble, pull up from downtown is good. Cameron Friend with a three. His second three-pointer of the evening. The other one coming in the second quarter. Sprinkle through a screen, working against Shrum. Now Sandstrom makes his way back to him. To Johnston, who set the screen, and that one is good. Good patient pick and roll between Tyler Johnston and Hayden Sprinkle. To Hardy. Back to Cameron Friend. He's feeling it from downtown. No good. Tipped out of bounds off of Moose last. It'll be Farmington ball down by 12. 5:04 to go in the final frame between the Farmington Knights and the North County Raiders. Jackson Shrum out. Cole Lawrence back in. Hardy looking to find someone on the inbounds. Lobs it out to Cameron Friend at the logo. Friend overhead pass to Hardy. Hardy from 10 feet off. No good. And Johnston is able to box out Cole Lawrence to get the rebound. Sprinkle working against Santagraw. Dribbles behind his back. Now through a screen. Pulls up from 5 feet off. That one is good. Hayden Sprinkle from downtown. 53-38 the score. Hardy looking to match him the other way. Hardy puts it up through traffic. No good. Tyson Gray with the rebound. It is in. But no, we have a late call. An over-the-back foul against Tyson Gray after he got the shot up. Tyson Gray not happy at all with that call there. Now the official has some words with Tyson Gray. And we have a full timeout taken by head coach of the Farmington Knights, Terry Noble, 53-38 the score. With 4:36 left in the fourth quarter, the North County fans are coming to their feet. And they're loving what they're seeing. They're on top once again, 53-38. On J98 and the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
53-38 the score. North County on top of Farmington here on KTJJ Farmington. And on your Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week with video coverage streaming online at MyMoInfo.com and on our YouTube page. Just go to YouTube and search MyMoInfo. Farmington searching for answers all throughout this game offensively. Put up 5 points in the first quarter. They've only got five so far here in the fourth. They were able to cut it down to as low as 7 points entering the fourth. But the North County offense has come alive, including Hayden Sprinkle, who gets the inbounds in the corner. Working against Cody Wright. Dribbles behind his back, and he's fouled by Cody Wright. Cody Wright leaning into him just a little too much there for the official, who calls the foul. And that is now 7 against Farmington. A 1-1 here coming for Sprinkle, who is a 77% free throw shooter. Sprinkle's gone 1 for 2 with every trip so far. His first one is good, so he will get a second free throw. We'll see if he can go 2 for 2 for the first time this evening. Second one is up and good. Nothing but cotton for Hayden Sprinkle. Hardy the other way for Farmington. To Cameron Friend. Friend dribbling with the left hand to the point. Hands off for Hardy, who gets fouled by Hayden Sprinkle. 4:19 to go, 55-38 the score. That is the third foul against Sprinkle. And 5 fouls here in the second half against North County. The amount goes to Hardy. Hardy takes it to the wing, backing down his cousin, Hayden Sprinkle. To Cody Wright. Wright driving through. Kick out to Shrum. Shrum tips it to Hardy as it was just a little outside of his reach. Driving through. Blocked. Out of bounds, but a foul. And I think we're going to get a foul against Poirier, who hit the deck hard, reaching for his head. Gives the student section on the other end of the court to our left a thumbs up, saying he's okay. And that is now 6 fouls against North County. It is Poirier guilty of the foul. That's his second. So one more foul commit by North County will put Farmington to the line. North County already in the bonus here in the second half. 7 fouls commit by Farmington. Hardy gets it on the inbounds. Catch and shoot from the corner is good for 3. Hardy with 16 on the evening, 55-41. They're going to need him to come alive if they want to come back in this one. Poorman gets the inbound, working against Friend, and Cameron Friend gets called for the foul. Poorman trying to dribble around Friend. Cameron Friend not giving him much room. He's not happy at all with the call. He's voiced displeasure with a number of the calls this evening, and it'll be a 1-1 coming here for Colton Poorman. Poorman, a 77% free throw shooter, entering tonight's game. Still searching for his first points on the evening, averaging 4.5 a night. First free throw for Poorman is up and good. So we will get a second free throw attempt here. 3:50 on the clock, 56-41 the score. Poorman's second free throw is up and rims home. Cameron Friend, a handoff to Hardy. Hardy, double team comes his way. Kick out to Friend, fake extra pass. Now he does the extra pass, another extra pass. Shrum drives baseline, puts up the underneath shot. No good, hitting the deck hard is Shrum, no call. And now going the other way is North County, but picking it from behind is Shrum. Here comes Farmington. Cameron Friend with the up and under layup, rolls off the rim, no good. Loose ball grab by North County. An outlet to Moose goes way over his head and out of play. And it'll be Farmington ball. Tyson Gray to inbounds to Santagraw. Santagraw looking to push the pace a little bit here. Crossover, drives through, puts it up, and we have a foul against Hayden Sprinkle. 2 free throws here coming on the shot attempt by Bryce Santagraw. And that is now 4 fouls against Hayden Sprinkle, which could play a factor if the Knights are able to come back in this one. Sprinkle has been defending either Santagraw or Hardy most of the night. First free throw is up and rolls off the rim. No good for Bryce Santagraw, who does struggle at the free throw line, hitting only 45% of his shots from the charity stripe. Second free throw coming here for the lefty, Santagraw. It is up and good. Nothing but net this time for Bryce Santagraw, who splits the trip. Parker inbounds to Poorman, and we have a quick timeout called on the opposite end by head coach Jimmy Palmer of the North County Raiders. It is a full timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. We'll step aside with them. 57-42 the score. North County on top of Farmington here on J98 and your Parkland Health Mart Web TV game of the week.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
57-42. The score with 3:15 on the clock here in the final frame. The Knights have struggled to put together consistent offense all evening long. No problem for the North County Raiders. They're leading in this one. Looking to move to 2-0 on the conference so far in the MAAA. Farmington sitting at 1-0. They'd love to come back and move on to 2-0 in the conference themselves, especially because they're chasing the North County Raiders behind them by 2.5 games. The inbounds goes to Sprinkle. Sprinkle working against Santagraw. And Santagraw close on him, but across the timeline is Sprinkle. Shot is up. No good. Rebound grabbed by Jackson Trum. Trum with a loose bounce pass, and stealing it away is Poirier. Poirier to Sprinkle. Euro step through the paint. Lefty shot is up. No good, but the foul. That is nine commit by Farmington. And they get Cameron Friend with the foul. That is his third. I thought they were going to get Hardy there. Instead, they get Cameron Friend. Free throw up and in for Hayden Sprinkle. Second one is up, and that one is good for Sprinkle, who is now 6-7 of 10, here on the evening. Friend to Shrum to Hardy. Rejects a Shrum screen into the corner for Santagraw. Right-handed pass across his chest to Hardy, and now in the corner. Up top, Santagraw drives through. He gets fouled. I believe it's Nick Parker there. It's Colton Poorman who commit the foul. That is his first. Team's eighth. So a 1-1 coming for Santagraw. Santagraw, lefty free throw is up. That one is good. If you're going to foul anyone against Farmington, Santagraw is the one that you want to foul amongst the starters. Only 45% from the free throw line. Second one is up, and that one good as well. So Santagraw goes 2-for-2 on the trip. He's actually 3-of-4 on the evening. The inbounds goes to Parker. Parker to Poorman. Poorman with the right hand and has his pocket pick from behind, but it rolls out of bounds. Officials trying to say it went off of Poorman last. Coach Palmer having some words for Colton Poorman now. But I think it was kicked out of bounds last by Cameron Friend. Some subs in and out for the Knights. Cole Lawrence back in, as is Cody Wright. Tyler Johnston checks back in as well to match up size-wise against Cole Lawrence. And out comes Colton Poorman. The teams matching each other when they go big versus when they go small. 59-44. Well, more particularly, it's the North County Raiders who have last substitutions matching Farmington. Sprinkle through a Johnston screen. Picked up by Cody Wright to Poirier. Poirier through a screen by Johnston. Johnston on the pick and roll. Layup no good. Nick Parker with the offensive rebound puts it up, and he gets fouled hard by Cole Lawrence. Cole Lawrence skying in there, trying to block that one by Parker. He bit on the pump fake by Parker. And that's now 10 fouls against Farmington as a team. Only two against Cole Lawrence. Officials using a towel to wipe up some sweat off the court here, allowing us to take a second to thank a couple of our sponsors, allowing us to come out here and broadcast this one. We'd like to thank Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington and Unico Bank and Potosi Delosian Irondale for broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step here on KTJJ Farmington and on your Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week. Streaming live on MIMOinfo.com. Parker gets the ball. Three dribbles with the right hand. Squats, shoots, no good. So Nick Parker misses on the first attempt. He's only got 2 points on the evening so far by my count. We'll see if he can make it three here with the second attempt coming. 2:01 on the clock. It is up and it is good. 60-44 the score. Under two to play. Gray drives through. Right-handed layup is in. Farmington Knights need a couple more possessions like that, but they're going to need to force some turnovers too or hope for some misses on free throws as Cody Wright commits a foul against Hayden Sprinkle. So Sprinkle will get two more free throws here. First one is up and good for the senior. Second free throw coming here. Sprinkle with the right hand is good. Hayden Sprinkle was 3 of 6 entering the fourth quarter, but he has gone 6 for 6 in this quarter here. Cameron Friend dribbles around a Hardy screen. It puts it up, no good, straight on three, missing there. And Sprinkle gets the rebound, being double-teamed. Hardy and Wright working against him. Finds Poirier, who gets it across the timeline. And Tyson Gray tries to poke it out from behind, and now it's Hardy that commits the foul. And that will send Isaiah Poirier to the line, who is the last person for the North County Raiders you want at the free throw line if you're the Farmington Knights. Poirier, a 90% free throw shooter entering tonight's game. Free throw up and no good. A rare miss there from Isaiah. Towing the line is Isaiah. The second one is up and it goes in. So he splits the trip. Now 3 of 4 himself from the free throw line. Hardy through a screen from Lawrence. A pump fake from three. Back to Lawrence. Now back to Hardy. He pulls up from the wing. Off rim, no good. Lawrence with the rebound posting up. And there's going to be a foul on the floor. Difference there. It's a 1-1 instead of 2 free throws coming here for Cole Lawrence. And it's Moose Johnson that commits the foul. His second. And that is 9 now against North County with 1:12 to play. Free throw up and rims out. No good. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by Tyson Gray. Colton Poorman will check in to replace Nick Parker. And let's see how Farmington plays this. They're down 63-46 with 1:11 left to play. Bryce Santagraw will check in. Checking out is Cole Lawrence. And one last substitution. Parker will check now back in for North County, replacing Carson Kekek. A little game of chess here between head coach of the Farmington Knights, Terry Noble, and head coach of the North County Raiders, Jimmy Palmer. Colton Poorman with the inbound, 1:06 to play. Spins against the double team. Gets Poirier the ball. Poirier working against Santagraw to Moose Johnson. Now to Parker. Parker with the ball above his head. Double team comes, and he's able to lob it to the baseline. Keeping it alive is Poirier, but out to Cody Wright, who hands for Tyson Gray. Tyson Gray in transition into the corner. Cameron Friend from downtown, short, goes off the top of the backboard. And then goes. They're going to count it. Fans are saying it hit the post above the backboard. Officials disagree. And a loose ball. They're going to get a foul against Tyson Gray on the loose ball. Head coach Jimmy Palmer is saying that it hit the bar. The officials still have it up. Colton Poorman now with some words to the official, I believe, about whether or not it hit it. Cameron Friend, I just saw him. He's there in that conversation, too. He said, I don't know. He's definitely not going to admit to it if it did. But this will send Nick Parker to the line, who is a 40% free throw shooter. Some Farmington Knights fans making their way to the exits. While all that was trying to be sorted out, some hey-hey goodbye chants coming from the North County fans. First free throw up, no good for Nick Parker. Does have a second attempt coming here as they're in the double bonus. Four fouls now against Tyson Gray. 31.2 seconds left to play. Gray with the rebound, and he gets fouled right away by Parker. 28.4 on the clock. Just under 3 seconds come off the clock. That'll send Gray to the line with 2 free throws coming here as now Farmington is in the double bonus. First one is up, back iron, no good. And some substitutions checking in. Chad Silvey will check into the game for the first time. Jackson Shrum returns as well. replacing Cody Wright and Bryce Santagraw. Gray's second free throw is up and short. No good. 0-for-2 goes Gray. Gets his own miss, though, and lays it in. Inbound goes to Poirier. Poirier, triple team by the Farmington Knights. Now finds Moose Johnson to Parker underneath. Kick out for Sprinkle. And with 15 seconds left, he's going to get fouled. 13.4 to be exact. I think Sprinkle thought he was going to be allowed to just dribble it out there. Shrum came in and commit the foul. And the North County fans are coming to their feet as Sprinkle will get another pair of free throws. Hayden Sprinkle, first one is up, and that one is good. Sprinkle on his career approaching 2,000 points. He has 1,929 entering tonight's game. Second free throw is up, and that one is good for Sprinkle. Hardy the other way into the corner. Shot is up. No good. Parker with the rebound. Poorman, an outlet to Sprinkle, who just lets it dribble to his side. And the North County fans storm the courts. It was all North County from the beginning as they swarm Hayden Sprinkle. Big win for them, 65-51 over their rivals, the Farmington Knights. And they're definitely happy that they avenged their loss that they suffered at the hands of the Farmington Knights in the Central Christmas Tournament. I wouldn't be surprised if we see these two teams face off perhaps in the MAAA Tournament later this season. So once again, the final score, 65-51. It is the North County Raiders defeating the Farmington Knights. And we'll step aside, and when we return, it'll be the post-game show brought to you by Home Pools and Spas. Make your backyard paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Leamington, online at homepoolsandspas.net. That's coming up next right here on J98 The Boot and your Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
You're listening to the postgame show brought to you by Home Pools and Spas. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground pool or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Leamington, online at homepoolsandspas.net. 65-51, the final score. North County Raiders defeating the Farmington Knights, and they got off to a great start in this one. A 10-0 run to begin the game for the North County Raiders. They never looked back from there. They never trailed all game long, as they were dominant defensively over the Farmington Knights. Leading their team in scoring was Hayden Sprinkle. A great game for him, 29 points on the evening. He did not miss a free throw in the fourth quarter, going 8-for-8 in the final frame from the charity stripe, putting up a total of 13 points in the fourth quarter as well to seal the deal for the North County Raiders. Behind him in scoring was Isaiah Poirier, who had 8 points himself. Tyler Johnston had 4 off the bench. Colton Poorman with 2 off the bench. Hunter Moose Johnson, 3 threes in this game, giving him a total of 9 points. John Starkey also had a 3 off the bench. Carson Keekek with a pair of points. Pruneau with 3 points in the final quarter. And Nick Parker added 3 points himself, one of them coming from a free throw in the fourth. He also had 2 points in the opening frame. Meanwhile, for the Farmington Knights, they were led in scoring by Brendan Hardy, who ended the game with 16 points. Behind him, Bryce Santagraw had 6. It was 11 points for Cameron Friend, 3 points for Jackson Shrum, 4 for Cole Lawrence, and Tyson Gray had 11 points on the evening. Stats are brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Bloomsdale Bank in Crystal City, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Bloomsdale. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. Take a look at the player of the game. Player of the game has to go to the North County Raiders, Hayden Sprinkle. Had 4 points in this game, but he got himself 29 points closer to the 2,000 mark. Entered the game this evening with 1,929 points. And after adding 29 tonight, now has 1,958 points. So ever so closely, Hayden Sprinkle is approaching the 2,000-point mark. That'll make him the player of the game. Brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Let's take a look at the play of the game brought to you by Unico Bank. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you. I'm not going to pick any one individual play. I'm going to pick the 10-0 start to the game for the North County Raiders. The play of the team as a whole in that 10-0 start, they were getting contributions from Sprinkle, from Poirier, from Parker, and great defense by the team as a whole. That really set the tone, not just for the first quarter, but for the entire game as a whole. Tough defense, even down low when they were mismatched in size with guys like Tyson Gray and Cole Lawrence down low. No intimidated players for the North County Raiders. They stepped up against that size of the Farmington Knights and did the job that head coach Jimmy Palmer wanted. He said before the game started he wanted to see his team play some tough defense, and, well, they certainly did just that. You're listening to the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll step aside and continue with more post-game coverage coming up next here on J98 The Boots and online on the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week, streaming on MIMOinfo.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Welcome back to the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. It's Sean Malone here with you, and I'm now joined by head coach of the Farmington Knights, Coach Terry Noble. And Coach Noble, a tough loss for your team. Let's start at the beginning of the game. It was a 10-0 run against you guys by the North County Raiders. Your team really struggled to get shots to fall early on. What were you seeing from your team offensively?
Well, that's exactly right. I thought we had good shots. It's almost like we were too pumped up to play in a way. I mean, we were shooting the ball hard off the board, and it wasn't going in. And they were putting it in on their end, and before you know it, we're behind 10-0, and we dug ourselves a hole that we couldn't overcome.
You tried to make some adjustments at halftime and feed the ball to Cole Lawrence down low, and he was really struggling to get his shots to fall when he would get them up, but he was being defended very tightly by North County, even though they're a bit undersized against him.
I didn't necessarily think that. I mean, their defense was good, all right, but I didn't think that stopped Cole from making it. I mean, I think what you saw tonight was evidence of Cole's lack of floor time in practice and game time, and we just got to get him some more reps, you know. hopefully it'll smooth out for him. But we do need him, and we need him to perform well. And he's struggling a little bit right now, but a lot of that's just because he's just been sitting too much.
You got North County into foul trouble early on. They gave it a number of fouls in the first quarter, but you weren't able to turn that into your advantage by getting to the free throw line. Were you trying to tell your team to be a bit more aggressive getting to the rim?
Well, we were trying to be more. We got stagnant on offense all night long. I thought we didn't move very well. We didn't have good player movement or good ball movement, and that's why we struggled offensively. Shots didn't go down early, and then when they didn't go down early, it looked like we started pressing a little bit and started taking a quick shot. So it was just not a good game all around, but I give North County the credit. I mean, they're an outstanding team, and we can't come in here and expect to play them and not play our best and get away. And when you don't play your best, you can expect to happen exactly what happened tonight.
Coach, where do you guys go from here?
Well, we've got Sykeston on Tuesday, and then we go to Central Friday.
All right, so what adjustments do you want to see from your team moving forward? You mentioned a couple different things that you didn't see in this game, player movement being one of them.
Player movement, ball movement is the main thing. A little better shot selection, a little more patience on offense. That's it. And then we only got one shot to bucket most of the night, too. We got to get some offensive rebounds.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck moving forward.
Thanks, Sean.
Head coach of the Farmington Knights, Terry Noble, joining us here on the postgame show brought to you by Home Pools and Spas. Step aside and continue with more of the postgame show coming up after this right here on J98 The Boot and on your Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Welcome back to the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Sean Malone with you, now joined by head coach of the North County Raiders, Coach Jimmy Ballmer. And Coach Ballmer, congrats on the big win for you guys. Start in the beginning, 10-0 start for you guys to get this one. off the bat. What were you seeing from your defense early on? Seems like you were playing some tough D against Farmington.
Yeah, just effort. All around great effort, and that's what we preach every day and before the start of each game. You know, they missed a lot of easy shots early, but to give our guys credit, we just held them to one shot. We were getting the defensive rebounds. We were pushing the ball offensively, getting some easy stuff, and we really just executed our game plan to perfection tonight. We did a great job overall, and great win for our team.
You must have been very impressed with your rebounding, not just in the game in general, but considering who you guys are facing. You got 6'7" Cole Lawrence down low. You got a player who's averaging a double-double in Tyson Gray in the front court as well for the Farmington Knights. And your team a little bit smaller in size, height-wise, than the Farmington Knights because of players like that. But still, you really lock down against the glass.
Yeah, absolutely. We have this thing every day in practice and games. We do a daily quote, and the players are responsible for it. And Colton Poorman gave us a quote, one practice that we kind of live by. It's not the size of the dog in a fight, but the size of fighting a dog. And we kind of pride ourselves on that and playing hard and with a lot of effort. And like you said, I thought we did extremely well containing them on the glass tonight with 6'7", Cole Lawrence, and then Tyson Gray, who's arguably the best post player in the area, not just the conference.
And you mentioned your size down low, but you did have one player that does have some size that comes in off the bench, and Tyler Johnston, who played some very good defense for you working against Cole Lawrence. You were switching in and out a little bit. When Lawrence would come in, you'd throw Johnston in there as well.
Yeah, they had a lot of lineup changes tonight. I know they got some guys not healthy, so they're trying to probably keep them fresh. They went small a couple of times, and I was telling Tyler when he came out, because he would go in and then 30 seconds later he'd come out. It's nothing he's doing wrong. It's just matchup purposes. And we got the kind of guys and the type of team that understand that and know that I'm going to do the best job I can to put our team to be successful. And they always put the team first. So Tyler did a great job with the minutes he got tonight and played a very big role in the win tonight.
29 points tonight by my count for Hayden Sprinkle, bringing him ever closer to the 2,000-point mark on his career. Talk about what his tenure has meant to North County basketball.
Oh, it's huge. I think he'll go down as probably the best player to come out of North County High School. He'll definitely be the leading scorer. I think there's only
what is the all-time leading scorer? Doesn't he already have that?
Yes, he's already beat that. That was a little over 1,500. And I think the only guy that comes to mind in the MAAA that scored over 2,000 points is Dylan Coleman. So he'll be in good company there. He's just a prolific scorer of the basketball. I think we ran three sets tonight. Everything else was just motion and play. And we put the ball in his hands, and he makes the right play every time.
Imagine Sprinkle's getting some college looks.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of Division II and NAI interest. He's been on a few visits. He actually goes on another one next week to Missouri Valley. From there, he gets to make a fun decision. It's an awesome process, and that kid deserves everything that's coming his way.
Well, you definitely got to let us know, because we'll be there for the decision to report on it. Coach, where do you guys go from here?
So we got Windsor next Tuesday at their place. It's going to be a tough matchup for us. Their coach is known for running a lot of junk defenses. So Hayden will see a tough matchup in that, whether it's boxing one or triangle two, whatever. And then we play Fredericktown at their place Friday. So a chance to improve to 3-0 in the conference. We're off to a great start, 12-3, best start in program history since I've been here. My 4 years, I shouldn't say program history, but my tenure. And I'm very,
your history with the program.
Correct. And I'm very impressed with our effort tonight.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck moving forward.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming. Appreciate the coverage.
Head coach of the North County Raiders, Jimmy Palmer, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on G98 The Boot and on the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week. That's it for us. Once again, final score 65-51. It is the North County Raiders knocking off the Farmington Knights, extracting revenge from the 51-50 defeat they suffered at the hands of the Farmington Knights back 2 weeks ago this evening in the semifinals of the Central Christmas Tournament. On behalf of Christian Cooper manning the camera for the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week and Sammy Wallman back in the studio on the ones and twos, I'm Sean Malone. Thank you for making us a part of your Friday evening. Please, if you are going to be out on the roads, it is certainly icy in areas throughout the listening area. We do wish that you do. Please drive safe throughout this weekend. It's not going to be warm anytime soon, folks, so it's going to be icy for quite some time. So with that being said, enjoy your weekend and have a good night.